Well, John, Tyrone back in action. Games coming thick and fast again this weekend, taking on Cork. But first of all, just looking back over the last few weeks, are you happy that they're back in the groove?
Tom, it is good to see it. You know, it's a fairly tough few weeks, 6 weeks or so they're going, Tom, since the Donegal match. Defeat, we've turned it around, we came through. And it's great to see us at this stage, Tom, in the Super 8s, that we're heading to Croke Park to play Cork. You know, we played Roscommon in the last match. We weren't that impressive, in my opinion, but you know, a lot of people would expect Tyrone to sort of put a few scores up against Roscommon. But as I keep saying, we have to remember that Roscommon, Tom, were Connacht champions, beating Galway, beating Mayo in their own backyard. And so it was a tough assignment for us to go there, Tom, into Hyde Park and won the match alone. But people expecting high scores, it was never going to happen, Tom. It was a good display. So, you know, for us now to go to Croke Park against Cork, Tom, and looking at Cork, you know, at the start of the year, you would never expect to see Cork in the Super 8s, never mind sitting now looking good.
Certainly at the end of the league anyway, after being relegated, you wouldn't, do you?
Yeah. You know, they're Division 3, Tom. You know, it kind of knocks the two-tier systems in the head a wee bit whenever you see a Division 3 team sitting in the Super 8s, Tom, and well worth their place right now. Like, you know, when you look at the display against Dublin, although, you know, there was about a 13 point difference in the end, Tom, Cork put it up to him a lot, especially the first 10 or 15 minutes. They really put it up to him, and even in the second half, and got him again. So it's a worry for Tyrone being down, Tom, to Croke Park again to play Cork, because, you know, literally our record against these Cork teams in recent years hasn't been good. Although last year we beat them well. We had beat them with 17 points or something last year, but you know, the word was that, you know, there wasn't a lot of unhappy men in Cork and stuff. So, you know, we can't judge Cork on last year. We have to look at them now, what you know, on the present time. And when we look at Cork, as I say, against Dublin, Tom, they look formidable. Like, you know, the players that they have, Tom, at the minute, the players that are still there last year. But you look at, like, Paul Kerrigan's form at the minute, although he's not named to see the start, but, you know, Paul knocked over 3 or 4 points against Dublin. You know, put them in the front foot. And you look up front, Tom, they're very, very sharp. Hurley and Dean and them boys are all top-class players. So Tyrone have a big, big job on Saturday afternoon, Tom, to go and get a win against Cork.
Tell me, are Tyrone coming near their, you know, is Mickey finally settling on a team, or is there still a few places?
I suppose there's a question out there, Tom, really, but, you know, when we go back, I always refer back to the Donegal game, but what way Mickey set the team up and then literally changed it back to sort of square one. Maybe not as bad. We're not as probably as defensive even as we were last year, but I think he's got a settled team right now. Like, when you look at Myler's back in there. He's playing with McShane up front, McCurry coming off him. I think he seems to have his system. Whether he can use different personnel in that, McAlisky didn't come on the last day, but, you know, McCann is back to, you know, ready to come in there. So I think he's the way he's been playing his system, Tom, I think his team seems to be settled around it. Maybe one or two personnel changes. Defensively, again, there's, you know, luckily Mickey still has a few, maybe one or two men that he can change over in defence, like Rory Brennan and you know, McKernan. Them boys are all sort of swapping places. But, you know, I'd say he's happy enough about where he's sitting with the team right now. And the system that he's got going, I think he's got just all a bit of maybe personnel changes in it. But I think I would say Mickey would probably be happy enough with how he's setting things out. But again, Cork, Tom, will be a whole different animal for us, because, you know, they're a big, big, strong team, and it's not something we've met right through the campaign of matches. You know, like the Longsfords and Kildare and stuff, and even last week there against Roscommon. Cork are a big, strong, massive team, and they play a very open game of football. So it's going to be something to be looked at on Sunday or Saturday, and just whether the storm with them the way they came out of the blocks the last day against Dublin. We're going to have to try and, you know, control them that way. But they have a very, very, as I say, sharp inside line there, Tom, which we need to, you know, put the clampers on, really.
Do you expect any changes in Tyrone? Is Tiernan McCann going to kick back in?
Well, Tiernan's ready to go. I've seen him. There was a move to get him on Sunday, last week, but he didn't come in. Paddy Hampsey's he's back training again. Paddy's just sort of, he had been doing a lot of stuff just in the gym, Tom. He's got a bad, he had a groin injury there for a while. He's, I would say he possibly could start. Tyrone McCann could start. There'll not be much change, Tom, to be honest. I don't think, up front, I can't see any changes. I can't see him changing the personnel-wise up front. He'll start what he probably finished with, or what he started with the last day. In defence, it'll probably you know, again, nowadays, Tom, in this modern day, Mickey probably looks at their strengths and, you know, maybe trying to, you know, mark up or, you know, place players in different positions, maybe to counteract strengths that they have. So he'll probably look at it maybe and you know, the likes of Paul Kerrigan is probably a man that needs to have a man marker on Tom, the way he played last week, and he has his options with the likes of Rory Brennan or even Myler or someone like that to do a man marking job on them. So that's the way he probably will look at it. So he'll be picking his team, I suppose, in respect of how Cork actually do line out, because, as I say, Kerrigan's not named to start, but unless he's injured, but judging on his display last week, Tom, he'll be a big player for them, in my opinion. So yeah, we'll have to just pick our team probably to sort of counteract their strengths, probably in the forward end, especially. Yeah. Tom,
and a win would put you in a right good position heading into the last game. Kind of, it would maybe make it as crunchy game as maybe people would have anticipated.
Well, to be honest with you, Tom, I would go as far as say this is probably one of the most important games thrown has come on all year. Yes, you must win your matches in the qualifiers to get on to the next stage. But this is probably the biggest one, Tom, because like it's a game, you know, with everything, when you consider everything that we have had so far, Cork are a team that, you know, that we don't have a great record against. Apart from last year, we don't have a great record ever against them. Mickey hasn't great records against Cork teams anyway, even at club level. So, you know, we're sitting in a situation where if we can win this match on Saturday evening, the Dublin match really becomes just a non-existent, really. It's a sort of dead rubber. And you're getting yourself into an All-Ireland semi-final. So that's the way they have to look at it. It's a big game for us that we have to get in there and get stuck in and win it, Tom. That's what football's about at this stage. And, you know, you couldn't ask for a better setup. Really, go to Croke Park to beat Cork to get yourself in the semi-final. That's really what it's all about on Saturday afternoon.
And the other big game, I suppose, the weekend really is in the other group, Donegal and Kerry. How do you see that go?
Great game, Tom, coming up. I keep saying it about Donegal. I still feel that Donegal have an amazing chance, Tom, to go all the way even. Unfortunately, that serious injury was very disappointing for the Donegal, personally for himself and for
Owen Bond got
that bad injury. And Tommy, he's a big loss, I would say, because I've always looked at him. He's very, you know, he's that half back line to me, Tom, is the strength of Donegal, and he was a big player in it. So that'll be a factor on Sunday, how it works out, Tom. But I still feel when I looked at Kerry, Tom, I still feel Kerry are, you know, I think they were up for that match last week. They had a lot to prove. You know, Mayo gave them a good thrashing in the league final. I think Kerry were up for that match, and Mayo to me seemed a wee bit, it wasn't a typical Mayo approach, Tom. They didn't seem to have, like, so many of their players seemed to be passengers, really, Tom, on the day. So very hard to judge them on Kerry on that match, but I still feel that defensively Donegal could have their number, Tom, to be honest with you. I think that Donegal will probably get a lot more scores on the board than people might expect. So I can see Donegal won that match, Tom. I've thought that all along. I think Donegal beat Kerry and Croke Park.
Hmm. So you're looking at Donegal Tyrone win.
I see a Donegal Tyrone one definitely, Tom, and that could set up maybe a Donegal Tyrone semi final if all goes well.